T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we chose Patrick Pierce of Fountain Valley, California. Now, Patrick, he became known to the nation yesterday as one of the 3 contestants on Jeopardy. Now, this episode, it marked the first guest hosting debut of LeVar Burton, which people have been lobbying for the last couple of months.
People really liked him.
People really liked him. Really, he finally got the gig. And our buddy Patrick here, he was one of the 3 contestants. And we're here to toast Patrick. Why? Because Patrick broke a Jeopardy record. And let's face it, that is very hard to do in a world with the Ken Jennings, the Brad Rutters, the James Holzhauers. But Patrick, he got into the record books with his earnings as the worst score in Jeopardy history. By the end of Double Jeopardy, because he didn't make it to Final Jeopardy, by the end of Double Jeopardy, our man finished with negative $7,400. He beat the previous work mark of $6,800 all the way up to $7,400.
Do you owe them money if you're negative? I mean, like, do you have to write a check to Jeopardy for $7,000?
No, I mean, technically, he's the worst, but I think
he's the
once
worst.
You're below zero, you're just out.
You're out. And keep when they started Double Jeopardy at $200, but by the time he was done, negative $7,400. He will not be in the Tournament of Champions. By the way, the guy who won, his 4-day earnings were $122,000.
What if they were just getting annoyed? Like, will you stop ringing in? Seriously, stop ringing in. You don't know the answers.
What I read was that LeVar was sympathetic to him.
All right.
Somehow makes it even worse. But we drink to him. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throathill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on the TED Show.
All right, Travis, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of 3 stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find on the food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
You know, I'm going to go with what's in the butt, and I'm going to stick with Ted. We're going to both pick Demon.
All right, you got a plan. I like it.
I think semen's usually in the food.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let's see what's in the butt.
Well, this time, not in the butt, I'm afraid.
Oh. Like how you went straight for it. I know where it is.
But it doesn't mean it's not semen. Anyway, Taiwanese doctors recently reported the unusual case of a young woman who apparently had something lodged in her face for a week without even knowing. The 29-year-old woman went to the hospital emergency room after a violent fight with her sister left her with 2 minor lacerations on her nose and under her left eye. The doctors examined her and even performed an x-ray, which didn't show anything out of the ordinary. So the woman left the hospital. But as the days went by, she started to suspect that her wounds were more serious than she had originally thought. She started to think there was something stuck in her nose. Well, a week after her first ER visit, the young woman returned to the hospital, told doctors of her new discoveries, and a more thorough examination revealed pieces of something penetrating her nasal septum. That's the wall dividing the two nasal passages. And then she got a CAT scan, which showed that she had two large fragments of something embedded deep in her sinuses. Interestingly enough, the pieces entered the woman's skull from the same route the doctors used when performing surgery on the sinuses. So as it turns out, where these fragments ended up was more beneficial to her because okay. they're directly in the path of the surgery. So the question is, what did this woman have stuck in her face for a week?
Semen.
Was it fragments of a lollipop, chopsticks, a spork, or a thermometer? So lollipop, chopsticks, spork, or a thermometer?
Taiwanese. You said it's a woman. Are you sure it's a woman? It's Taiwanese.
Yes.
It can be tricky. I'm gonna say chopsticks, man. Taiwanese. That makes sense, man.
Said lollipop, chopsticks, spork,
or thermometer.
I think a spork is more of a Western world kind of thing. Chopsticks are more Taiwanese. I don't know. The math adds up, man. I'm gonna say it's fragments of chopsticks.
I'm sorry, semen wasn't one of the options. Ted, what do you think?
Semen covered, I don't know. I mean, it could be.
Right, but there's a ton of different restaurants. Like, sporks are pretty much universal at restaurants. But
have you been to Asia, man? They don't go try and find a spork in Asia, bro.
Sure, KFC still has
that
it.
Sounds like a very stupid Dr. Seuss book. Looking for sporks in Asia.
But I'm going to go thermometer. Hey,
you're going to go thermometer?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go spork, Travis. Just for the hell of it. Because I think Ted's KFC theory is right. There's more KFCs in Asia than anywhere else in the world.
I
know it's a little bit strange. We're going to find out what she had lodged in her nose. Was it a lollipop, chopsticks, a spork, or a thermometer next?
That was a
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This doctor's in Thailand. Treated a woman who had something lodged in her face. She didn't even know it. She thought she had something up in her nose. She waited a week and went to the hospital. Turns out she did, and it was successfully removed. She got into a fight with her sister. So the question is, what did her sister either stab her with or jam up in her face or punch her with? Lollipop, chopstick, spork, or a thermometer?
And that is the very question that we pose. Let us start with D. Ted Smith.
That's not good.
Thermometer. That's not a thermometer. Miles, you went with the spork. Said, look, man, there's KFCs everywhere. So if you need a spork in Asia, find a KFC. You can find yourself a spork, right? Unfortunately, it's not a spork. And then, Travis, you went with the tried and true chopstick.
I feel kind of racist for that.
But you're also right. So there you go, you racist.
Nice work either way. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
If we weren't here yesterday, I would say this. Xander's played over the weekend.
They did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped a pretzel there. That was the most exciting thing.
Dropping the pretzel?
Well, still eating it.
I was going to say, the pregame lead-up was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Probably the most excitement, yeah.
The lines were long.
The USA, though, they had the Gold Cup. They played. They got a nice win on Sunday evening, so that was good to watch.
I'll be honest with you, man. But leading up to the Olympics, I did not care they were on. I don't know if it's just because it's a year behind or all the crap going on. I ended up getting sucked into it, right? So the two sports, like I told Miles, that I realized I actually enjoy watching. One, I kind of knew in advance, which was rugby.
All right.
So I saw a couple teams play. It's just such a phenomenal sport, man. I love it. It's easy. If you like football or soccer, you can understand the rules real quick.
What's Olympic? Olympic sevens, right?
Yes. Yes, right. It was sevens. But it was, man, who was the team? Oh, I can't remember. It's like, oh, boy, I wish I could, like, Dominican or Fiji. Apparently Fiji, as far as rugby goes, this is the team to beat, all right? So they showed a game between Great Britain and Fiji. I think it was 34-5.
It's just as physical of a game that is. They all seem like the guys that all go to the bar afterward.
They do. I'm thinking it's one of the rules.
That's
man.
Like part of the culture of rugby.
And there was no animosity. And these guys are hitting each other, man. But
really, really hard. And it's like they're picking each other up.
Yeah, the camaraderie is outstanding. It really is. The other one was volleyball. I could not believe how badly I got sucked into that.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of judo.
Whose stomach was that?
That was me.
That was you? Damn. I saw judo at Buffalo Wild Wings on whatever day it was. Sunday, maybe? I don't know. But judo was on, and I realized, I'm getting sucked into this. And I made a mental note. If you know that a guy knows judo, based on what I saw on TV, don't F with him.
Yeah.
I just saw a guy, basically, he broke every law of physics that I can possibly think of for his foot to have landed where it landed. It's like he bent his knee backwards and kicked this dude behind him in the forehead.
Yeah, I think that was on Sunday, right? Because Saturday night I'd been down the brand new Emerald Queen for Cage Sport MMA. So I was already in a martial arts kind of deal.
Right.
So then Sunday, I got up and watched some of that. The judo's good. Like I said, I was going to watch too much, and I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence now. Like, it's sports and it's on, so it's instinctive to want to watch it. But also, yeah. I'm like, I don't know that I care since it's the Olympics.
The volleyball and the rugby, I'm in. Like, I'm completely
swimming was entertaining. They got a kick cam down there. It was cool watching the girl from Alaska win because I don't know how many Olympic athletes they have.
So and the summer Olympics,
bring home a gold. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's also weird. It's on the West Coast out here, like, with the time change. Right? Like, last night, I want to say I was watching stuff live, and I think that was only, like, 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Because it's just because they're so far ahead that you could watch it here.
It is weird how the time zone.
Well, it's just tough. Like, you know, obviously with the Olympics, they show things on tape delay and you can still watch it. But, like, I'm just one of those kind of nerdy sports people. Like, I have a hard time DVRing a game and waiting to watch it. Even with, like, F1. Like, sometimes I'll go back and rewatch it just because I want to see what happened. But I prefer to get up and watch it live.
I would say this to NBC. Generally speaking, their coverage has actually been pretty good, but can you stop doing the spoiler alerts, right? So they will show an event, and I get everything is off because of tape delay and all this, but they'll show an event, all right? So the three of us are competing in volleyball. And then at the end of the telecast of volleyball, they'll mention, oh, by the way, Miles Montgomery earlier today won gold skateboarding. You go, okay, that's pretty cool, and they show the little thing. But then when they come back from break, the next event they're going to show you is Miles Montgomery's competing. Like, well, we know
Do you see any of the women's skateboarding?
Yeah, there's two 13-year-old girls flying there. Like,
I did see
on
it. But
fire.
Yeah, somebody else.
Awesome.
Somebody over the weekend was like, are you watching this? These like little, like these girls skateboard? I was like, nah, I didn't turn that one on.
You know what I like about the skateboarding? And I only watched a little bit of it, but, you know, on every other event in the Olympics, you're wearing some kind of uniform, you know, whatever it might be. These girls look like the average kid that you see at the skate park on any weekend. Baggy pants, you know what I mean, like a muscle shirt, whatever the hell. Apparently, there's no particular uniform for them. Like, I guess they just said skate in whatever it is you're comfortable skating in. I mean, seriously, I look like a kid just dressed themselves. Yeah. I mean, it just looked like skateboarders.
And it's skateboarding, so it's just a little different.
It is. I just thought they'd have some kind of uni, but they're like, nah, dog, just, you know, wear what you want.
I also found it funny. I was watching one thing. I want to say it was the men's 100 backstroke sub swimming final.
Yeah.
So it was all about two dudes, like who's going to finish first, who's going to finish second. And they were so focused on these two guys that, like, when it ended, they're like, ah, he just lost out. And then it's like, oh, no, wait. Actually, it was the third guy that won. We weren't really paying attention to him because he was, like, farther up in one of the lanes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Our bad.
All right. So I guess Jerry Seinfeld used to have a kind of a famous bit about the Olympics saying he'd rather win bronze than silver. Because silver would seem like more of a bummer. Bronze is like, well, at least you tried.
I made it. Right.
Right. And listen, I've had this argument with people for years about, like, is it better to be blown out in a sporting event or to lose?
Heartbreaking.
Right. So they polled some people, like, what do you guys think's better, to win a silver or a bronze? You can't win the gold.
It really does, because you're right. If you win silver and you're disappointed, it's because you know you're about to get gold. If you get bronze, there's a good chance you can't even believe you missed
it. I think if you're standing up there, you're still disappointed to some degree.
You know, I'll take bronze.
Because you were that close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'd take bronze on that. I'm okay
with
that.
I'll take the silver.
See, most people, 93% of people said they'd rather win the silver. 7% said
sure.
Bronze.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, I'd rather be the team that lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl than not go to the Super Bowl. Even though it was, you know, somewhat of a kind of a blowout.
All right, but look at it like this. Would you rather be KC, who says, man, Tampa came in, they're led by Bray, and they beat our ass, right, from the jump? Or you say, hi, I'm Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons, and we had New England dead to rights, and I lost in overtime and the Super Bowl. I would rather be, personally, I would rather be KC.
I think it depends on the circumstances, too. Like, with the Seahawks loss, not against Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm going to bring up, is that it's easy. Like, I don't. For me, there's sometimes, like, when I played sports, you just meet a team on a day that's just better, and they kind of kick your butt, and you go, all right. Like, we don't even got to watch the tape.
Right.
Like,
we understand.
That one was bad. Like, put it out there. But you're right. Also, Sunday, when I started my day at 2 in the afternoon, I was in a bar, and people were loudly talking about running the ball as the Seahawks coach, and I was like, see, that's never going to leave.
No,
like, to me, that pain's almost worse. Like, if you just whoop somebody's butt, you whoop their butt, but it's like, you're right there. You were that close.
Look, I went to London, and I watched the Ravens play Jacksonville, and this sounds crazy. Jacksonville beat the piss out of them. It was so bad that by halftime, you'd already accepted your fate, right? Then I flew to Kansas City in 2018, whatever it was. I watched a play KC. It was a great game. Went to overtime. We lost in overtime. That one stings. The ass whipping was just like, this was not your day.
Okay.
You know, and there was no point. And I don't know how the players would feel about it, but like KC, you were that freaking close. Because in the games you lose close, that's when people go back and they start bitching about the officials, right? If they made this one call, or they remember one or two plays, like he dropped the ball. When you get blown the hell out, like, not all y'all.
Also, these teams play a lot more games. They play 17 a year, whatever sport you're in. With the Olympics, it's, you know, in this case, once every 5 years. So your opportunity to be in that position is not as often as, you know, like, well, next year we'll get it. Well, no, you might not even be in the window of being competitive.
And that's a fair point.
Based on your age.
I do think the Olympics are much different in that aspect, right? Like, because you're getting medals.
It's a four-year gap, dude.
Yeah, but it's still tough. I mean, we've talked about this before, but any major soccer championship, like, the second team place gets a medal of some sort. But, like, as soon as they get it around their neck, you can see them all almost take it off right away. Now, do those guys save those? I don't know. But you're right. Getting a silver is kind of different, because that means of the whole world in this sport,
you're number two.
But also, I think it depends on the competition, because if it is a team sport, getting the silver medal has to piss you off because you just lost to the team getting the gold medal, right? If it's individual stuff that's like gymnastics, you'll find out later. You know, you do the best you can, and then you sit around for 30 freaking minutes, watch everyone else do the crap. Someone else just gets rated higher. I can live with the silver there. I'm not bitter about that because I know that's just me. I could have done a better routine, or I could have done this. But in a team sport, lose it. Like, the Chiefs aren't excited that they're second best.
No.
They're just not. But you win a silver medal, you go like, you know, it could be trash. It could be anything. You go like, all right, well, that's all.
Well, the Olympics are different, I think, in that, too. I think sometimes you can have a goal to go there and medal.
Sure.
Whereas, like, in most professional sports, there's one end goal, and that is to win a championship.
And that is it.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Or you trade away your good young players.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to bring it up, Mike. We've talked about this skit for years, right? SNL. Who would you say from SNL is on top of the world right now?
Top of the world right now? Oh, Lasso.
Jason Sudeikis.
Correct.
Thank you.
He said the dance he did on What Up With That segments was something that he invented when he was 15 to entertain his basketball teammates. He's just doing like a loose version of The Running Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But if you watch those old skits, like, he is doing it the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
I think when they stop to answer like a question.
Right.
But I mean, that music, like, it starts back up pretty quick.
I like the effort he puts in.
Yeah, and I mean, most skits on SNL are what? I don't know, five? I was going to say 5 to 7. That's a decent little amount of clips sitting there just doing the running man.
Yeah, that's
and,
a lot
know,
of
man,
energy.
It's not that people were not watching Ted Lasso. I think that as the pandemic went on, more people just got, you know, a chance to watch it. Because it's been out probably a year and a half, maybe. So
correct.
You know, and it wasn't like there was a big buzz about it, but then people started, like, you know, like Arrested Development or some other shows kind of catching up with the show. And then he went through a horrible year, got a divorce, you know, doesn't live with his kids anymore. And everybody's like, oh, no, no, no. And then this new season is supposed to be absolutely, you know, fantastic.
Well, the thing about Ted Lasso, again, that started as a commercial, right, for NBC Sports years ago.
Right.
He was like he was the same role, but he was the coach of Tottenham, of all people. Right. So then they brought it back for that first season. But in the States, it wasn't as big. By the way, Ted Lasso is crushing, basically, for Apple. It's like the most downloaded thing they've had. But I think also people didn't expect it to be such a massive show in England.
Yeah, yeah.
And over there, I assume it's still on Apple over there, but that's kind of what really went through the roof is like people started seeing those actors out at clubs and stuff and were treating them like
hell with
actors. Like it was like a real
Arlo
football
White
club.
Is like become this huge star now. Like just
right, because of Ted Lasso.
Because he's in Ted Lasso.
And it's are not you kidding me? Our man Arlo.
Americans know him from calling prem games more here, maybe, in the United States, than they do there.
Well, because he's the voice for English soccer, but for American TV.
Correct.
So, like, if you're in England, I don't know that you hear Arlo that much.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear him.
But right. Now everybody's like, Arlo!
Yeah, well, right, and he started over there and stuff. Yeah, but you're right. I think that was a massive deal of it, too, was that that show just took off and got big everywhere. And listen, again, you don't even have to like sports to like that show.
No. Sure.
He's just...
And what's great about it,
demeanor and positive energy, like, you just want to hang out with him and maybe let him give you a hug.
You brought up Major League earlier, one of your favorite quotes from Major League, and I think this is why you would like that show, because it is a kind of a pull from that plot line where you have an owner who is, you know, vengeful, got the team because they didn't really want it, either through the death of a family member or divorce, whatever the deal was, and the owner's idea is to tank the team. So, you know, like dealing away your closer, just the hell with it. You know, we don't really care. And so it's going to, you're going to relate to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's their job and it's his job to coach up a bunch of guys who aren't necessarily the best, but they're what's on the field. And then they end up, you know, doing pretty well on the pitch and in life and everything else. It's a good
point. But he has no idea. Yeah, oh, he's a college right. football.
He's
American football. He has no idea. But it is great, and it's just a good show. Let's see. Speaking of sports, most things, I was going to say, that, like a lot of the late-night guys are off this week, especially on NBC, because it's just
right.
wall-to-wall Olympic stuff. Yeah. So, man, hell, stay up a couple more hours, and you'll start watching live sports again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Russia, where a robber armed with a knife is beaten up with an 18-inch dildo. Meanwhile, another heat dome is coming this week, and in the lower 48, there'll be nowhere cool to go. Female corrections officer arrested after having sexy time with inmate that will now be a dad. When you find a $100 million sapphire in your backyard, your day will not be bad. And a town in Nebraska is on the lookout for a notorious bubble bandit. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we go to Nebraska, where they're trying to deal with a repeat vandal. There's a fountain in one of the local parks that's been the target of vandals twice within the last couple of weeks. Are they spraying graffiti? No. Are they coloring the water or altering the faucets? Not exactly. No, these vandals are pouring soap into the fountain, causing it to collect massive mounds of bubbles. Local authorities decry it as just plain vandalism and say it costs taxpayers money and damages the fountain.
Bubbles, huh?
Bubbles. Yeah, bubbles. They're saying, you know, yeah, we understand egging houses is fun, but it's vandalism. Putting bubbles in a fountain is fun, but it's vandalism.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but it could be worse.
Right.
It's bubbles.
It's bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Right. This is costing taxpayer money. What, to run a little bit more water through there to kind of dilute the bubbles and get them out of there? I mean, granted, it's unsightly, and I don't want to have to be the one to clean that up, but...
Look, if my job's to clean up public places, I would take bubble duty.
You know what?
Every day of the week.
As coming from a guy who at one point in his career did have to clean up public places, you know what? I'll take the fountain of bubbles.
Give me the bubbles.
Much. I'm good with that. Oh, God. In other news, in Russia, the cashier at a local sex shop was threatened by a robber. CCTV footage caught the man as he brandished a knife holding up the shop, grabbing the nearest bludgeon-type thing that she could find in a sex shop. She chased the man off, beating him with the toy as she did so. Yeah.
That's
with a sex toy.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be humiliating for a robber.
Yeah, I would think so. But, I mean, if someone swung a dildo full tilt and, like, hit you in the side of the head, it'd probably drop you.
And, man, this is one of those, it's not kendo sticks, but I don't remember what they're called, but this was a dually, man. This was double-sided.
Oh, yeah.
She had a weapon on both ends of this bad boy.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. He was headbutted.
Right. Hey, yeah.
There was no hilt of this sword, if you will.
All right.
Pulled the old rubber Darth Maul.
Jesus.
In Missouri, a corrections officer was arrested after getting pregnant. The officer was arrested after she admitted to, you guessed it, engaging in several sexual encounters with a prisoner. She said the two had gotten together on at least 5 occasions, one of which leaving the officer pregnant with his child.
So she loses her job, but I mean, does anything happen to the prisoner? Like, I'm in jail. Sex. What are you going to do? I'm already here.
It's kind of like the guys that held the other guy at hostage for pizzas.
Yeah.
Like, well, what are you going to do? Rack a few more years on my charge? Okay. But, I mean, I don't think so, because to be honest with you, what the prisoner did was not wrong.
Yeah, technically.
The corrections officer is the one that broke the rules here, right?
Right. I mean, I'm sure there's rules against it, but I'm with you. Like, that, it seems much more on the correction, on the CO than it does the prisoner.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Now, I'm not, you know, condoning any of this by any means, but he's just like, hey, she wanted a little bit, so I gave her some.
If I'm in jail and a chick's like, hey, you want some leg? I'm like, yeah.
Right.
I'm in jail.
You know what?
Like, I understand it's against the rules, but yes. If you're offering
let me get this straight. I get 6 more months in jail and I can have sex right now.
Right.
I'm in here for 10 years. Okay.
Right. Oh, man. Good news for those not ready to let summer go. You may recall the heat dome that super cooked the area a little while ago. Well, good news, gang. There's a second one brewing and is expected to show its effects later on this week.
Oh, boy.
The hardest hit areas are going to be the Midwest, with the Southwest and New England having the easiest time. We here in Washington State look like we're all going to still have a relatively tame temperatures for the time of the year, but not the exaggerated temperatures that we saw about a month ago.
Okay.
So I checked the forecast. It looks like we're going to hit like about mid-95.
Oh, is that right? Thursday and Friday?
Yeah. Friday, Saturday kind of a thing is when it's going to kind of peak, but it's not going to be the 100 teens that we were saying a little while back. So it's going to get hot in here. Like, get ready. Now's the time to go grab the fans and the air conditioning units that you waited to refill, because it's coming back here, gang.
Right, and that's about right. Usually we get a couple weeks of the 90s in August.
It fits.
Yeah.
It fits. Meanwhile, over the Midwest, man, this is nothing. We're good. You guys can handle it.
Yeah. They got AC. I'm not going to feel bad for them.
No, you guys are good. Shut up. People acting badly. We go to Iowa, where a couple neighbors couldn't settle things like adults. This is a great story. The pair got into an argument that boiled to the point that one of them felt the need to brandish a weapon. Always a good thing to do. When the neighbor called the bluff, accusing the brandisher of holding a cleverly decorated BB gun, the man fired the very real pistol into the air. That's when police were called and he was arrested. No, I'm brandishing a weapon. No, you're not. That's a toy. I'll save you the charge and tell you it's not. It's a toy. Nope. I'm actually brandishing a weapon. Isn't that a felony?
I believe so.
Come on, man.
He'll let us know.
Yes, right. A gem trader in Sri Lanka made a fortuitous find. He had a crew come out to dig a well in his backyard, but did a little investigating after they told him that they were finding some precious gems during their dig. A little digging of his own turned up a massive sapphire cluster weighing in at over 1,000 pounds and 2.5 million carats in size. Professionals are saying that the gem could be worth as much as $100 million.
That is a hell of a find. Huh,
that is a massive find.
I'm happy if I find a $5 bill in my jeans.
That's what that guy did. He collected gems for a hobby.
He's a gem trader.
And then it's in his backyard in a well.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you coming up here next with the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app today. The return of the inappropriate question.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for the next 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.